this week.
No, no way. Half Gimel here, started at Manchester, Rav Meshulam, and Aaron Troy.
Good morning, everyone. There's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph from the base, that Ezra Tikain, Ezra's Masakum, that you should be Koyre, the Teichacha of Mishnah Torah, that means the Teichacha of in Pashas Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah, and the Teichacha of Teres Koinim, which means the Teichacha of Pashas Bechukoyza Lifnei Atzeres. Why, says the Gemara? Because Tichle Hashanah Bekeloysel. We should finish off the year with the Kelolos. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara asks Bishleima, the Tichach of Kisavoi. You want to do it for Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. It's the end of the year. Abba, the Tichach of Bechukoyse before Shavuos. Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean Tichle Kelolos? Tichle Hashanah Bechelolosel. As they fret the Gemara. So the Gemara no Atzeres Shavuos is also Rosh Hashanah. Well, states in Gemara that Atzeres is Nidon Aperus Eilon. So you see that Shavuos is also a Rosh Hashanah, they state in Gemara. And Mimela, we want it to be that Tichle Hashanah Bekelusa. We want that the year should finish off with Kelalus. I saw a nice Kenech, Obashte Oich, Tochel Hashanah Beberchisel. Where do we find that the year starts off with the Brachas? Because right after Shavuos is Parshas Nosoi. Parshas Nosoi is the Parsha Berchus Koinim. And right after Rosh Hashanah is Parshas V'zoisa Bracha. So this is Tochel Bracha, Tochel Shana Bebrachisel. We begin the year with Brachas. We finish off with the Klalas. And we start off the year with the Brachas.
Gesim.
Sorry?
Gesim.
The Geshem, yeah, that's right. So the pasuk starts off in Mechakosai Teileichu, Ves Mitzvoisai Tishmoi, Vasisa Moisom, or also the pasuk says, Vinosati Geshmeichem Be'itom. Now the Baruch Shem says that if you do the mitzvahs, then I'll bring the Geshem, I'll bring the rain at the right time. And the Mepharshim ask, we've got a rule, Scha Mitzvah Bahai Amaleka. The Baruch Shem says, in this world, you don't get any Scha Mitzvah. Scha Mitzvah Bahai Amaleka. Not in this world. The world to come, you'll get the Scha Mitzvah. So what's the chat in the Pasuk over here? Chakoy say, Teileichu, Rashi says, Shati Amila Matayra, V'nasati Geshmeichem Itim. Do you know what? I'll give you all good stuff. It's going to rain. All the produce is going to grow. You'll have a lot to eat. What do you mean? But Scha Mitzvah Bahai Amaleka. Azoy Frecht. Sorry? Right.
So it's not really a bracha.
For sure, bracha. Huh? What's the teva? Teva's also the Bajan's running it. Yeah. It's also b'derech nes. Azoy frag the farshim. Kasim Soifa says that you're right. Chamitzvah b'hai al meleka is only on the mitzvah itself. On the ma'isa mitzvah is chamitzvah b'hai al meleka. But what about the tircha that you put into it? The tircha, the yegia, before coming to the mitzvah. The scha for that you get in this world. Scha mitzvah b'ayal melech is only the scha for doing the actual mitzvah. But all the preparation and the omol, and the shatiyah abmeilim b'atayra, which Rashi says, that omol, that you do get scha in this world. However, the Rambam learns differently. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, it's very clear what the Pesukim are talking about over here. And the Rambam says that a person, if we keep the Torah, we keep the mitzvahs, then the brachas of this week's parasha of Vinosati Geshmeichem Be'itom is not a schar, it's not a reward. But the Rambam, you want to keep Torah and mitzvahs, but you've got to remember there's going to be tirdas. There's things that are going to be stopping us. So I'm going to take all those tirdas away. You're going to need parnasa, you're going to have to work. No. I want you just to sit and learn and do mitzvahs. I'm going to take away all the side tirdas away. Nosati gishmeichem be'itom, hisig lochem da'esh esponsir. All those tirdas are going to go away. It's not a scha. Pasha, it's over here in order. It's a heksha that you could be mekayim the Torah mitzvahs. Abba, zot the pasuk, but what happens if you don't keep the Torah? Zot the Rambam, no. then not only do you not deserve that the tirdus should go away, you're going to have the tirdus, but it's like the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the tachlis of this world is to do Torah mitzvahs, you're not doing Torah mitzvahs, therefore, you know, I'm going to make sure that I don't get Olam Haza either. Not only you're not going to get Olam Haba, the Olam Haza I'm going to take away from you. Mimela says the Rambam, the kalalis are here, that if you're not doing Torah mitzvahs, you're not doing the tachlis of what's meant to be of you, then I'm going to take away the Olam Haza, because that's not the tachlis of Olam Haza. So it comes out from the Rambam, the schar of an osatik yishmeichem itam is not a schar. It's posh there, it's a heksha. It's a heksha that we can do the mitzvahs. Moshe Lamar Davadoyme, he's got a king who tells his servants, I want you to do a certain task. But they said, I can't, I've got this, I've got that. I've got a family to take care of, I've got to do this. The Rambam, the king says, you know what? Leave it all to me. I'll sort that out. You just focus on what your job is, you to do, and I'll take care of the rest. That's what the Rebbe Shlomo is saying over here, according to the Rambam. I'll take care of all your teredos, v'nosati g'shmeichon be'itom. You just focus on Torah mitzvahs, what's asked of you, and I'll sort out the rest. The pasuk continues. V'hisig lochem da'ish esbotzir. Ubotzir yasig ezora. That means you are going to have continuous produce. V'achaltim lachmechem l'soiva. Rashi says, v'achaltim lachmechem l'soiva. Oichol kimo, you eat a bit, v'hu misporech b'meyov. And you're going to be satisfied. And the kasha is, what do you need that for? What do you need this bracha for? It says, v'hisig lochem da'ish espotzir, you're going to have plenty food. The food is going to be in abundance. It says, the pasuk, v'achaltim lachmechem l'soiva, you'll be satisfied. You'll eat a bit, you'll be satisfied. What do you need that for? You'll have abundance of food anyway. Have a bit, you'll be satisfied. Why do we need that bracha? Zorav Chaya Kanievsky. Uru'uyim advarim limisha amram. He says, you're going to have loads of food. Oh, but the tachlis is not to eat, to drink. The tachlis is to keep the Torah. You're going to spend your time, you have loads of food. You're going to spend your time eating. Zog the pasuk, no. V'achaltchem lachmechem l'soiva. Oichol kimo. You'll eat a bit, and you'll be satisfied. Kedeva, it shouldn't be bittel Torah. As always, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Kedeva, it shouldn't be bittel Torah. You only have to eat a bit. Avad, you have the brachas. You'll have all the bracha of abundance of food. But that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is, keep Torah mitzvahs. You'll eat a bit. Misbarach b'meyov. The pasuk continues on Asati Shalom Varetz that you won't be affected by Chayas Rois, or Daftem Mesayvechem, and you'll chase your enemies. And the kasha is the Chayra, chase your enemies. We're talking about brachas over here. If we're talking about the brachas that Klal Yisrael are keeping the Torah, there shouldn't be any enemies. The biggest bracha is not that you chase after the enemies. We shouldn't have any enemies to start off with. Why does it say you're a daftem or you say veichem nofli fnech becharev? Becharev, we shouldn't have any enemies. And the Teretz says, as Klal Yisrael, for the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, we need enemies. We need enemies. Because the enemies, they keep us on board. The Velzok of Avot, they say that if we don't make Kiddush, then the goyim make Havdalah. If we're not Mekaddish ourselves, we don't keep the Torah, then there's the goyim are going to come and make the Havdalah. They're going to make the distinction between us. And I think we can say we saw this in the last few months, after October 7, what's happened? Those Yidden who are off course, some of them came back. They saw that the Havdalah was made. The goyim were making the Havdalah. So they're slowly coming back. They say a Maisa with one of the American Rabbonim, I don't remember who. He says that what happened was a father came to him and said to him that crying out, crying his eyes out, and he said to him, my son is about to marry a goita. I don't know what to do. I've spoken to him, everything. And Mamish overdates us. I don't know what to do. So this Rav said to the father, call him here. Tell him to come. So he came to him and he said to him, I want to tell you a story. In the Second World War, the Nazis in Machshavah, they gathered all the Yidden together, and they put them in a certain room before they were going to be shipped off. And this event, there was there all different types of Yidden, all different shapes and sizes. But there was one person that stuck out, just didn't fit in, just literally didn't fit into what was going on. Given Haimish, Hasidish, Sfadi, whatever you want, but this guy was long hair, Uncle Kapel, those sitzes. Something didn't sound right. So someone went up to him and said to him, "Excuse me, sir, but what are you doing here? What's going on?" He said to him, "I'm also Jewish." So I married a goita, he said. "And my wife, so-called wife, she snitched on me and told the government to come and get me." So this Rav said to this boy who was about to marry a goita, he said to him, "You're going to marry a goita, but Hatzlocha Rabba."
What?
Hatzlocha Rabba. We see from here this Yisod, we need Oivim. Oivim is for the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael, we need Oivim. That keeps us on our feet. I'll go back. I forgot one of the points. Going back to the first Rashi, the Rashi Shteim Bechakoset Yalechi Shati Amele Batayra. Omal Amele Batayra. Amele Batayra is not just something that we do in order to acquire Torah. Amelus Batayra is something that is a tachlis for itself. They say a story of the Rebbaruch Be'er. Rebbaruch Be'er, once his Talmidim came to him to ask him a shayla, a question in learning, and he told them a teretz. And straight away he said, no, it's going to go to teretz. So Talmidim asked him, "What's going on? We asked you a question, you gave us an answer, and the chayra sounded like a very good answer, and that's all." So he said, "No, you don't understand. A teretz, onken amelus batayra, is nishkan Torah." He says, a teretz, Rebbaruch Be'er was one of the biggest Amele Batayra. He says, a teretz, I give a teretz, just stamp off the cuff like that. Uncle Omar Batayra does Nishkan Torah. The preacher says, "Why do we make a Shalom Zacha after a boy's born?" He says, "Because the boy, the baby, he was learning Kala Torah Kula B'mei Imoy, and I forgot it. As Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, such a big Avelus. I mean, he was learning there without Omar Batayra. Learning without Omar Batayra is that's Nishkan Taira. Stand knowing Taira, that's not Amelus Batayra. That's not the Taira itself. And therefore the Chalkas Yoh says, Chalkas Yoh Frek Dakasha, Meriduki Kasha. You got a Muberis, a woman who's pregnant, really bad to me, should be standing up for her. She's carrying a baby, it could be maybe a baby boy. And he knows Kala Torah Kula. This baby knows Kala Torah Kula. The God El Adoyr. Why don't you stand up for her? Zodah Chalkas Yoyev, do you know why not? Because you're right. He might know Kala Torah Kula. But the Omar Batayra, there's no Omar Batayra. There's no Omar Batayra, then it's Nishkan Torah. That's not the tachlis of Torah. The tachlis of Torah is to learn Torah by Melech of Torah. The Farshim say with this, that's pshat in the pasuk by Rivka, "Vayitzroitzusu abonim bekirba." Now what Yaakov wanted to get out when she passed the Beis Medrash, Yaakov wanted to get out, and the Farshim ask, why did Yaakov want to go out? What for? He was learning Kol HaTorah Kula b'mei imoy. Why did he want to go out? And the answer is because you're right. He was learning Kol HaTorah Kula b'mei imoy, but he wanted to get out, go to the Beis HaMedrash, to learn with the Amal Batayra. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to get out for the Amelus Batayra. Oh. Oh. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Ches, "V'rotfu mikem chamisha meo." Five people will chase 100. Umeya mikem, and 100 revava yerdoifu. And 100 people will chase 10,000. So Rashi already asked the kasha. V'chikachu acheshbon. If five people chase 100, so that means how many they're chasing? Five are chasing 20 times the amount. 5 times 20 is 100. V'halo loyayu elam mea mikem. So how much in the cheshbon should come out? 100 should be chasing 2,000. And the pasuk say 10,000. So Rashi, Elo eina doima, mu'otim o'isin es ha-Torah. Not doima if a few people are keeping the Torah, lo merubin o'isin es ha-Torah. And the shah is, what's the pshat? What's the tak of the pshat over here? Why is it so much more when the more people are doing the Torah? Zok Rebbe Lezer Golden says like this. Imagine you've got five people learning together in a chabura. Let's see, get up early morning, there's five people learning by chabura. So each person is bimakayim, is doing a mitzvah, he's learning. But at the same time, he's also getting sechar because of him, the other four people are learning. Because you need a chabura, each one together. What happens if one drops out, the next one drops out, and the last person, however stark he is, but eventually it's going to dwindle down. So five people together, you need them all together, each one's input, in order to keep this chabura going. Memele says, each person, not only is he be mekayim, he's doing the mitzvah, his own mitzvah, but he's also got the mitzvah of causing other people to learn. So each person has got his own mitzvah and the mitzvah of the other four people. So Rabbi Lezer Golden like this. He says, you got 100 people. 100 people sitting and learning. So each person is there being mekayim the mitzvah himself, but he's getting a mitzvah because he's causing the other 99 people. So how many mitzvahs, look, Rabbi Lezer Golden, is going on over here? It's not 100. It's 100 times 100. Because not only each person's got his own, plus for the other 99 people. So it's 100 times 100. And 100 times 100 is 10,000. That's the plan. 100. When you got merubim who are doing mitzvahs, then it's revava your daifu. Then they could chase 10,000. Because that's how much it's worth. The pasuk goes after the end of the teichacha. Steht up in pasuk azoy. Perchov vav pasuk lamed aleph. V'nasati esayreichem churva. Yerushalayim says that I'm going to put your cities and make a churban. Vashimoisius mikdashaychem, and I'm going to destroy your beis hamikdash. V'lo yariach bariach nichoychem, and I'm going to v'lo yariach. I'm not going to smell the good smells. And the chayra, the kasha is, well, obviously, the reach nichoich that we're talking about here is of the karbonos. If there's no beis hamikdash, I'm going to destroy your beis hamikdash. If I destroy your beis hamikdash, then obviously, v'lo yariach bereach nichoich. So the marol diskid. What, sorry? For sure.
Even after the beis hamikdash destroyed, he says, the
reyach
can still be there.
So
if you look at the
mitzvah,
you lose the
reyach
as well.
Psh, I hear. Right, that's a nice pshat. I'll tell you what the Maral Diskin says. Maral Diskin says the Gemara state in Yuma that even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the smell of the Ketores was so strong, Bizman HaMikdash, even for hundreds of years after the Churban, you could still smell the Ketores, because the Ketores are such a strong smell, even after the Churban, you can smell the Ketores. Of them, say the Pasuk, you're going to have such a long Golas, says Rabbi Nishloilam, you're not going to even be able to smell the Ketores anymore. It's going to be such a long Golas, you're right, the Ketores was such a strong smell, you could smell it for hundreds of years, but the Golas is going to be so long, you're not going to anymore be able to smell the Ketores. And those are the Maldiskin. But in the Pshat and Pasuk, I think it's Shver. Pasuk says, "V'loy oriach." The Rebbe says, "I am not going to smell." The chayra, this smell is more to do with us. We're not going to smell. Then it's Sivot and Andrew Pshat and Pasuk. And really, when I be makdim, that for many years after the Churban, the Kafta is a sefer called Kafta V'Ferech, which is written by the Talmud of the Rambam, and he brings down that Rabbeinu Chananel mi Paris wanted to bring korbanos on Har HaBayis after the Churban, and generations afterwards, at the time of the Rabbi Kiveger had a Talmud called Rabbi Tzvi Kalisha. He also wanted to bring korbanos on Har HaBayis, and he wrote letters to Rabbi Kiveger, and Rabbi Kiveger wrote letters back. Can he? Is it la halacha? Is it Ois Kalten? And Rabbi Kiveger wrote back that for six or seven reasons, he's not maskim. He doesn't think they can bring korbanos on Har HaBayis. What are the seven reasons? So the Kiveger wrote like this. Number one, the Raiva's shitta is, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha La'asid Lovay. Nowadays there's a Kedusha on Arabais. The Ravid holds that nowadays there's no Kedusha on Arabais. And therefore says the Ravid, you can't bring Karbonos. So it's a Machlokes Rishaynim, Rambam the Ravid. But who are we to take sides on the Machlokes? Machlokes Rambam Ravid. We can't be Machriya. So therefore says Rikvega, that's one reason why not. Another reason, says the Rambam, says the Rikvega, the reason why we can't bring Karbonos is because we don't know where the Mizbeach is. Where are you going to bring Karbonos? You have to bring on the Mizbeach, on the Mokim Mizbeach. We don't know where the Mizbeach is. Nimri says, you get the measurements, but who says you're measuring right? You've got a Shea, you've got a Chazanish Shea, you've got a Reb Chaim Noah Shea. How are you going to know to get the right place? Number three, Zot Rabbi Kvega, you need a Koyan. How do you know the Koyan that you're going to use is a Koyan Miyuchus? Who said he's a Koyan? Mimela, you can't bring a carbon. The Chasam Sofer says about this. Rikvega wrote a tshuva to the Chasam Sofer, his son-in-law, the Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer says, it's not such a problem, because the Maisa, even though we're not Kainim Yuchasim, but the Maisa, there's a Chazoka, and even if you're not a Kayan, even a Cholol, the Gemara says, his avoid is kosher. But Kaponim, that's where Rikvega wrote his Talmud. Reason number four, he said, you need Bigdei Kohuna. So you're going to make big de kohuna. What's the problem? Big de kohuna, you need tcheles. Do we have tcheles nowadays? This is the $1 million question. Do we know what tcheles is? See, even if you want to wear your tcheles on your tzitzis, but here you're doing that void of the Beis HaMikdash. Even people that wear tcheles, some people who wear tcheles, it's not because they know it's tcheles, they're wearing tcheles because why not? Just in case it might be tcheles. But for the big de kohuna, you can't do it just in case. You can't do that avoida. You can't do avoida without big de kohuna. If it's not tchilis, then it's not big de kohuna. Shatness as well, you might have a problem on the avnate. And also, argomon. What's argomon? It's in big machalik to show what argomon is. So there's, in the big de kohuna alone, you have a few issues. Oh, another problem is that we're tomei nowadays. We need the eifa paraduma. We don't have Eifa Paraduma. What are you going to tell me? No, but Tumah Hutra B'Tzibu. In Tumah Hutra B'Tzibu, a carbon Tzibu, you're allowed to bring B'Tuma. But no, if it's a carbon Tzibu, you want to bring a carbon Tzibu, B'Tuma, because of the klal of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibu. Says Rav Kveig, okay, so there has to be a carbon Tzibu. How do you make a carbon Tzibu? Everyone's going to give a Machsa Shekel. So that means you've got to go around Klal Yisrael, Arba Kamfi Saretz, all the Yidun. How are you going to do that? You need a carbon tzibu. Mimele says Rikvega, just leave it for the moment. No carbonas now. Azoi, Zot Rikvega. Oh, but Be'etim Rabbi Kivega was taking on that you could bring a carbon nowadays. Zot the Netziv and the Orchlanen is safe for Binyan Tzion. He says the same thing. Nay. Even if, let's say, you've got no problem with the Ravid, Kishal Asad Lovoy, and you know where the Mizbeach is, and you'd have a Koyim Yuchus, and you know what the Big Dikon is, and you'd have Eifa Paraduma, you still will not bring a Korban nowadays. Why? Vashtet in Posuk. In Haintagavach Sedra, Velo Yoriach, Bariach, Nichoichechem. Rabbi Yishlel says, I'm not interested in your Korbanos. All the most Korbanos, there's a Posuk state, you bring the Korban for Reach Nichoyach. Of them is like the Rabbi Yishlem Nein, V'lo yoriach b'reach nichoichechem. I don't want your carbonus. I don't want that reach nichoich. Mimela, Zog the Netziv, nowadays you can't bring carbonus. Zog the Netziv, I state a Gemara, there's a Gemara of a state, that after the Churban, for many years, they brought a carbon Pesach in the Mokim HaMikdash. I state a Pasuk, V'lo yoriach b'reach nichoichechem. Zog the Netziv, if you look in the Pasuk, by the carbon Pesach, state nish reach nichoich. It's one of the only carbonos that doesn't say in the pasuk there should be a reich lichayach. It's not reich lichayach. You can bring it nowadays as well. All other carbonos state reich lichayach. The tachlis is there should be a reich lichayach. State the pasuk v'lo reich b'reich lichaychem. But over here by carbon Pesach they brought it after the korban because it's not there to be a reich lichayach. That's why they brought but only a carbon Pesach. But not any other carbon. And that's v'lo yoriach. The Rosh says, I won't smell b'reach nichoichechem. Agav, there's a Gemara, the Gemara in Zvachim has a shaila about Karbonos or something. And the Gemara says, a Nusach is, it's a Hilchos al HaMashicha. Hilchos al HaMashicha. And Lechayra is Mavur, Lechayra this Yisoid. Why is it Hilchos al HaMashicha? Bring a Karbon nowadays. Whatever. Get around all the practical problems on the way. But you can bring a Karbon. The Torah says, no, nowadays you can't bring up our Karbon. It's a Hilchos al HaMashicha. Only for Moshiach, because nowadays, Pasuk Shteik V'lo Yariach, V'reach Lichaychechem. Pasuk Shteik, Pasuk Membeis, Chavav Membeis V'zacharti Esprisi Yaakov, V'af Esprisi Yitzchak, V'af Esprisi Avram, Ezkoy V'arz Ezkoy. We list down the Ovis backwards, Yaakov Yitzchak Avram. And the Shai is, why we bring them down backwards? Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. So Mepharshim say, a mussel, you go to a shop and you buy something, and the shopkeeper at the same time, after you bought it, he says, you know, you can have a gift at the same time. You bought something in my shop, I'll give you a gift. So someone, an onlooker, sees, oh, you give me our gifts. Oh, can I also have a gift? So no. You buy something in my shop, you can have a gift. So the Mepharshim, the goyim are going to come along and say, the Kali Yisrael are getting all the brachas. We're also Bnei Avram Avinu. We're also Bnei Avram. Can we also have a gift? All the brachas. On that, Zog the Torah, no. Kali Yisrael, let's start backwards. That Avram Avinu produced the Yitzchak Avinu. And the Yitzchak Avinu produced the Yaakov Avinu. So from the Yaakov Avinu, because there was a product of Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, that's where you get the brachas. However, just Avram Avinu, let's see what's by you the goyim, what came after Avram Avinu? Are you Shmuel? And afterwards, there's nothing to talk about. You're not buying anything. There's no transaction going on over here. You're not giving anything. Then you don't get any gifts. That's why it says it backwards. When you've got a Yitzchak, and you got a Yaakov, then you can use Avram as a koyach for brachas. But if you just start with Avram, that's nothing. You've got to see what's following afterwards. A good Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.